Music for Sunday. Music for Sunday, the familiar hymns, the beautiful devotional music of America's churches, sung by distinguished soloists and vocal groups. This is Art Baker speaking, greeting you servicemen and women of the United Nations, for whom this program is presented each Sabbath day, to whom it is dedicated. A lasting symbol of the strength of Christian principles, this stalwart, ever-welcome proclamation of faith, the choir sings Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Heard as a rule at Easter time, it nevertheless contains that full measure of warm inspiration which answers to no prerogative of time or custom, but only reaches out whenever it's heard to enrich and to hearten. John Charles Thomas, with the orchestra, sings a joyous Easter hymn.
Full praise to heaven ascend. All sighs and tears have now an end. Alleluia, alleluia. The darksome night is past and gone, and glorious shines the rising sun. Alleluia. Hymn of praise, alleluia.
plaintive, subdued, and deeply sensitive. Gordon Goodman, soloist, and the Fred Waring Chorus sing one of the most beautiful of all the spirituals. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Doing the small, unsung, everyday job is always tough. Usually because it's hard to recognize the importance of the routine job. We'll have to admit that sometimes it's mighty hard to put your finger on that importance. Like the mosquito. The mosquito is tiny, elusive. And yet if you were to forget all about the mosquito, if around quarters you were to disregard high grass, tin cans, empty bottles, and all such breeding places, you would put yourself and others behind the malaria eight ball. Well, everyday jobs, yes, even like cleaning up tin cans and empty bottles, using atobrine, they all add up to destroy an enemy, and that is important. No big job ever just happens. The success in North Africa and Sicily, that wasn't an accident. Behind it was a lot of little jobs well done. And that meant a big job well done. And big jobs well done, that means a speedier homecoming.
Where he lies, we come to
prayer. Grant us grace, O Heavenly Father, fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression. And that we may reverently use our freedom, help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice among men and nations. Amen. Another spiritual, and again one of the best known and best loved. The choir sings, "Go Down, Moses." Had he no other composition credited to his name, the 19th century composer Gounod would nevertheless have achieved lasting fame through a single one, Ave Maria. The Robert Mitchell Boy Choir of St. Brendan sings Gounod's beautiful glorification of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Don't you tell me.
faith of our fathers living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word.
Faith of our fathers living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will strive to win all nations unto thee, and through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers,
a new song which seems to capture the victorious tempo of the United Nations. John Charles Thomas returns with chorus and orchestra to sing a battle hymn of the free, the Marching Song of Freedom.
San Diego, all across the USA, from Dakota's furrowed plains to teeming wharves in Mobile Bay, our mighty millions under this battle hymn today.
Our voices span the ocean and resound across the land, to ring with shores and tide and fields and rush and vast expanse.
A pledge to freedom's a hope, to weld our minds, our hearts, our need into a mighty steel, strong deed to crush the fascist foe. Oh, fight all men who be free. Let us speak the victory. Millions of hands in milk in minds, heeding the call of the battle line.
The cavalcade through freedom came. The ship, the tank, the C-38. From whirling waves, from rivet guns, to freedom, brave and battle blood.
We're in the right, we've only begun. We're in the fight, till victory's won, till the banner of freedom triumphant unfurled, and the people are free all around the world.
And we're only begun.
We're in the fight,
till victory's won,
till the banner of freedom triumphant unfurled, and the people are free all around the world.
A text which is timeless, a melody which gives promise of being the same. The Fred Waring Chorus sings a beautiful arrangement of Albert Hay Mallott's inspiring setting for the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
is Art Baker bidding you Godspeed. Music for Sunday features the beautiful devotional music of America's churches, sung by distinguished soloists and vocal groups, and dedicated on the Sabbath to you service men and women of the United Nations. Music for Sunday is a presentation of the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.